Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, my friend. It's Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley with the Every Day is Saturday podcast. And don't be that person. Don't be that person. We're going to talk about who that person is. Man, what a crazy start to my day. Give me just a minute to kind of give you a little, tell a story for 40 seconds. I'm going to the gym this morning, back on this cardio kick, and got the green smoothies flowing. By the way, the green smoothie recipe is a bag of spinach in a Vitamix blender, or however you blend it up. But let me tell you something. Vitamix is expensive. It's probably $400, $500 for. I got mine almost 6 years ago, and I fought it. Tadlock, my buddy Tadlock, told me, dude, you got to get a Vitamix. You got to get a Vitamix. You got to get a Vitamix. I'm like, no. I'll get this Jack LaLanne juicer. I'll get this thing. We got to, there's 25 different components to it, the bullet and all this stuff. Cleanup was terrible. I got the Vitamix, and it changed, man. I'm like Vinny Vitamix now. I'm not even a paid sponsor for them, okay? A paid spokesperson for them, rather. Anyway, a bag of spinach goes in my Vitamix, 90% water, 10% almond milk, and just a cup of berries. Sometimes I'll get frozen berries. They come in a bag in the frozen fruit section of your grocer. Mangoes I just got. I would never eat a mango by itself, but when you put it in the spinach, the reason I do it is the reason why you do it, to offset, that spinach taste that normally most people don't want to drink spinach. Now, you can do kale too, but kale's a little too tart for me to drink. Spinach tastes really good when you do that, 90% water, 10% almond milk, and some cup of berries in there. It tastes really good, and it gets those greens into the system, baby. It gets those greens in there. So, anyway, I'm on the cardio kick. I go off to the gym this morning, and everybody's in a bad mood. I mean, cutting me off. I must have got beat that 4 times in a 10-minute drive to the gym. I'm fearing for my life. These are all the people. They left work late, okay? So you go to a job you hate, and you're already miserable because you settled in life, okay? When you settle in life, you are so miserable. Like, you are inconsolable. The food never tastes good. The people around you never make you happy. The air doesn't even smell good, the quality of it. And you're walking around mad all the time, and you're angry because you settled in life. You're going to a job. The boss is going to squeeze you from the top. The employees are going to squeeze you from the bottom. You're miserable. You're late. You're stuck in traffic. And you're beeping at me. I didn't even do anything wrong. I got the mandana working, I got the coat and a pair of shorts. I'm just trying to get to the gym without getting killed. That's all I'm trying to do now. And I hate being out in rush hour, but I drop my girls off at the high school and I come back, and now I'm recording a podcast. It's 9:45 a.m. because I'm doing it after my workout. So I'm trying to get my workouts in first thing. I'm going to Dallas Friday. My flight's later in the afternoon. So I'm doing cardio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then I'm going to eat until uncomfortable fullness Friday, shut it down around 2 in the afternoon, head to the airport so I'm not starving, and that's it. Anywho, let's get into today's podcast. By the way, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. We will launch your movement, guaranteed, guaranteed, guaranteed. Never, not one time has it not happened. Because you got a message inside. I know what you know. We all know you got a message inside. So, a while back, I remember this guy. I'm going to change his name to protect the innocent. Let's call him George. All right. Back in the day, I worked with a guy named George. And we were in sales together, grew up in the business together. And George always used to tell me about all his big dreams. I was going to do this. You ever heard somebody say this? Yeah, maybe it's you. Maybe you say this. A lot of people tell me I got a book in me. A lot of people say, hey, you should write a book about your life. I mean, it's so darn interesting. I mean, you got so many great stories. Everybody tells me, Sam, I should write a book. Did you? No. Okay, but you didn't. yeah, you know, everybody tells me I should be a speaker. But you didn't. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Everybody tells me I should have a podcast. Yeah, but you didn't do it, you know? And so on and on we go. And don't be that person that goes out and tells everybody, yeah, you know, I was going to, because what you're going to hear back is, but you didn't. Three words, but you. And I say that to people because, look, a coach tells you what you want to hear. Go get them. Everybody gets a trophy. Yay, go team. You never did anything, but you, doggone it, you're a good person. And you know what? You might be a good person. You probably are. I mean, you're probably a good wife, good husband, parent, sibling. But you didn't go for your dream. A mentor tells you what you need to hear. They don't tell you what you want to hear. If you have a good mentor in your life, that's somebody who speaks truth into you. They plant the seed of truth, and they call you out on your bull crap. And when you tell somebody, everybody tells me I got a book in me. And yeah, but you didn't do it, man. Why didn't you write the book? Why didn't you write one page a day? After 6 months, you'd have 180 pages. If you just wrote one page a day. Now, if you want to get really crazy and write two pages a day, then you're done in 3 months, you know? But you didn't do it. And you didn't do it because the pain was greater than your dream, than your why. Your why is great. Like, you want to do this because you've got this big why. Like, why I want to do this. When I train podcasters, for example, I tell them, your very first podcast is, who are you and why'd you launch a show? People want to know, why'd you do it? When I was in sales, and if you're in sales, everybody's in sales, by the way, but a really great question. If you have no commonality with anybody and you walk in or you call on the phone or whatever it is, and there's this big tension level because they don't know you and you don't know them and they know you're going to try to sell them. Just say this, man, this is a really interesting hobby, a really interesting business you have here. How'd you get started? Why'd you start it? Why'd you do it? And just sit back and let them talk. People love to talk about who? About themselves. And that doesn't make them egotistical. That they're proud. They're proud. You know what you lack? You lack pride in the things that matter, which is your why. You lack pride in your why. You let your excuses grow like weeds over the flowers, which would be considered why you're looking to do it. And look, people hearing me talk now compared to 15 years ago, they'd think I went bonkers. You know, they think I went on a bad acid trip or something. If you hear me talk now versus the way I talked 20 years ago, I was fat, lazy, drinking, chasing women, just where's the party? Get me some golf clubs, man, and let's go get it. That was my life. It had absolutely no substance to my life. Now, I was a nice guy. I've always been a nice guy because I was raised in the youngest of eight in a, you know, Irish Catholic family, single mom. And, I got raised with good. I was an altar boy. Not that that matters. I'm just kind of give you a frame. I never did anything intentionally to hurt anybody. Never been in jail. I've got a couple speeding tickets back in the day. Never tried a hard drug. Smoked pot a couple times in college to try it. Didn't really like it, you know. I just always figured, why not do the straight and narrow deal, you know? And why not try that, see if that works? So I've always kind of been that person. So I'm not out to intentionally hurt anybody. But I'm not out to listen to anybody's bull crap anymore either. Because once you get to a certain level in life, and look, some people get to this level when they're 22 years old. It took me till I was 37 years old. I'm like, enough. This life sucks. I'm chasing something that doesn't isn't even real. What do I need? I need another car. I need more money. Boost up. My 401k went up 12% this month. Who gives a crap? I don't even want my 401k. If I can't take it with me when I die, I don't want it. I don't want it. You know, it's just, I want to do things that add value to the lives of others. And I get to do this one thing every day. And that is coach people who want to turn a message into a movement. That's the one thing I get to do every day. And I feel like I won the lottery. And if you don't feel like you won the lottery, then you got to really get dialed into and get rid of all these weeds and start taking a machete to them, man. The weeds are the excuses that grow over your dream. The weeds are the excuses that grow over your dream. So when you book the call and you get on my calendar, when you go to launchwithsam.com and you book your call, don't come on the call and tell me that, you know, people tell you that you got a book in you, all right? You might, but then I'm going to say, but you didn't do it. Why didn't? So then we got to get to why you didn't do it. Or people tell me I should be a speaker. Great, let's do it. Well, don't do it, man. Don't get on the call and do that. You need to do that at the bar with your buddy who's going to be the enabler, who you've been hanging around for the past 25 years, that's been really killing your dream and not helping you at all, but you feel so good talking to him or her, your friend who really gets me. They really get me. No, they don't. They hurt you. They hurt you. They run right alongside you in the race. They nudge you just a little bit with the elbow, you know, and those elbows are excuses. Again, excuses. They're enabling you. And after a few miles, you don't really notice. But after 10 miles, you're not even in the same zip code as everybody else that's running the race, because those gentle nudges that your friends are doing, enabling you to stay where you are in life and not challenging you to do anything great, you end up in a different zip code with everybody else. The Excuseville. Excuseville. Averageville. It's time to leave Averageville. It's time to leave, man. When are you going to leave? You know, when are you going to stop saying, well, you know, someday I'm going to get, it's the holidays and here we go. The gym's starting to fill up. And January 1st, my God, I won't even be able to get any time at the gym with everybody there. I'm going to have to figure out a time to go because everybody is there with their New Year's resolutions. And we'll have the funeral like we do on the podcast January 15th every year. 95% of New Year's resolutions die by January 15th. So we'll have the funeral podcast like we always do. Just don't be that person. Don't get on the call when we talk and say, Sam, everybody tells me, okay, that's great. So let's start with that. What are you going to do about it now? What are you going to do about it now? Because I'm here to run the race with you, and we're going to get out of the starting gate, and we're going to run our ass off. And we're not going to run blindly, running east, looking for a sunset. We're going to laser focus in on this amazing message you have with the life experience you have and the lives that you're going to impact. But I'm not here to enable you. My God, I'm 51 years old. I'm lucky if I got 25 years left on earth. Do you think I'm going to spend it enabling you to settle for the very thing that everybody else is settling for? Hell no. So let's do it. You ready to do it? Let's do it. I mean, come on, man. And listen, you'll never have to be that person beeping at everybody because you're stressed out going to a job that you're afraid to lose that actually you don't even like anymore. You're going to feel so powerful. You're going to feel so amazing. And you're going to think, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? That's what I said when I was 37 years old. I'm like, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? You know, nobody ever told me. Well, I'm here to tell you. Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.